Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you the radio show called the Captain's America Third Watch, right from my home radio stations here in Tampa, Florida, my Salem Media Group stations. And, of course, we also tell you that's tomorrow's news tonight, because it is. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across the country on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com, their website, to find out more. And we're also out there on selected Salem Media Group radio stations in some of the biggest radio markets in America. And we appreciate them for doing that for us. And we're being heard in more and more places by more and more people. And that's always a good thing. And, oh, by the way, many of the leading independent stations out there in your backyard are playing us too right now, and that's also a good thing. So keep up the good work, folks, and don't forget, if you're not getting us where you're at, call up your local station and say, hey, there's this program on at night you might want to carry, because we're the only people doing what we're doing at night on the radio, legitimate news talk radio, not nonsense, not beam me up, Scotty, none of that crap. But real, legitimate news talk radio. Now, I also want to remind everybody that we are streaming on the Internet out there all across the country and around the world. And I'm also streaming on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So if you can't hear us anywhere else, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll see a live link down there, listen live, and you can hear not only the show live when it's on for the 4 hours that we're on, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 2 to 5, but you can also hear us during the day. If you don't want to listen to the whole show at night, you can turn that on in the daytime, and boom, there we are, the show we just did at night. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, thanks for doing what you're doing to keep America moving along. Also, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers. Yep, the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail so you can get your checks and all that good stuff in the mail. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum-related products so we can get on down the road. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on X as at Captain's America, that's the old Twitter, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, we're going to go over here to the telephony, and we're going to push the little old button and see what's going on out there in California, where Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is at. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, I might as well celebrate early. Happy New Year. Might not get the chance to do it on New Year's Eve, so I'll just throw that in there for good measure. All right.
I thought I'd been sleeping way too long.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That works. And we underline an exclamation mark of the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, they got him. They got him. The escaped murderer was arrested after 2 weeks on the run there in Pennsylvania and basically shutting down that whole southeastern section of Pennsylvania while they were looking for him, a 14-day manhunt. Thermal imaging equipment in the air, experienced search teams working through a stormy night, a search dog, and the element of surprise all played critical roles in the capture of an escaped murderer, Daniel Souza Cavalcante, on Wednesday morning after the 14-day manhunt across southeastern Pennsylvania's rolling farmland lands and forests. And it was something to see when they brought this guy out. Apparently the dog had nailed the guy in the head. He was still trying to escape, and the dog nailed the guy in the head, and he was bleeding from his forehead and whatnot, where the dog nailed him and pinned him down.
Yes, exactly. And it's really great that they were able to capture this person, Captain, because, of course, we know that he had stolen a rifle, evidently, from a nearby resident just a few days ago. So he was definitely armed and dangerous and would have been a real danger to anybody he could have come in contact with.
Well, he had the rifle with him when they got him, because one of the first pictures they took was him face down with the dog on his legs. And everybody around him, all the different, and by the way, it was the Border Patrol that actually brought him in, the Border Patrol that was out there searching in the thicket.
Indeed. So this was a really good coordinated effort, and now people can rest a little bit easier tonight. That's a good thing.
And, of course, I want to get this in here because we're going to run out of time, it figures, that Utah GOP Senator Mitt Romney says that he will not seek re-election in 2024, and on the way out the door, he took a shot at Donald Trump.
I wouldn't have expected anything different at this point from Mitt Romney.
Well, Donald Trump didn't really say anything bad about him when he acknowledged the fact that, Mitt was leaving. Mitt said he would be 86 years old when he finished his next term, and that's just way too old to be there. And he drew the point home that you got to get younger, fresher blood into the mix and all that. And it is what it is, and I don't disagree with any of what I just said. So let's take a break. Let's come right back after that break, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch is rolling along.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. It's going to be a great, great, great day in the neighborhood. I hope it is where you're going to be, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Yep. MyPillow.com. Go over there, check out the website. You only need one word, your promo code, and that would be Captain. Yep, promo code is Captain. And if you want to call them up and talk to a live person right now, even at this time, because they're there 24/7 at this number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, MyPillow.com is celebrating their 20th year anniversary. They've sold over 80 million MyPillows. Wow. Unbelievable. 80 million. And, of course, some of their pillows are $19.98, and they've also got some great discounts there with the queen-size pillow, which is normally $50 higher, which is now down to $19.98 itself. And then the king-size pillow would be $10 more than that, and another great savings of $50 on the pillow. But everything and anything that he's got over there is on sale. Slippers. Up to $129.95 for the ones that look like they're shoes that you can wear almost as shoes are now only $29.95. Take your choice. The sandals that he has are $19.95. Take your choice. And, of course, the MyPillow sheets and the mattress toppers and the pet beds and the mattresses themselves and everything else he's got, everything there is on sale. It's the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. So go over to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Check them out, see what they got, and I'm sure there'll be something there for you. And like Kyle and Mrs. Professor are doing, they're sneaking around buying stuff, hiding them, thinking that neither one can find out where the other one hid their stuff. Is that not right, Kyle?
Well, again, I can't confirm or deny any of this. This is going on over the radio. I can't admit stuff like that.
Yeah, but I can. I have vision from afar,
That's right.
Yeah.
This is true.
Besides that, I've heard the rumors. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about here. And I did miss one point that I wanted to make. And that is that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's sudden decision this week to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden has won over even the most reluctant Republicans. How about that? With some GOP lawmakers pushing for swift action, while others expect it to drag into the 2024 election year. That's all up to them and how they're able to find out what they're going after right now. But even Congressman Comer yesterday said that they were hot on the trail of a $10 million payday for the Bidens, and they expected to have information on that soon.
Indeed. You know, this is no longer a drip, 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 is it, Captain? We seem to be getting significant progress and significant information now on a regular basis. And this is not Russia, 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 by the way, either. This isn't some kind of, a hoax. They're actually digging up stuff about the Bidens. They're putting the pieces together. The impeachment inquiry is going to help them do that at a much, I think, better pace, number one, but also a lot more effectively because they'll have more power to do the investigation.
Now, we've got an update on a couple of horrible disasters that have happened this week, Morocco and Libya. And I'll start first with Libya. Searchers are racing in Libya to recover bodies in Libya as the death toll from the flooding has now hit 5,100 with at least 10,000 people missing. And that's because of the wrecked buildings and the villages that were literally washed out to sea. They're looking for bodies in the coastal Libyan cities. There's three of them where the collapse of two dams unleashed a massive flash flood that killed at least 5,100 people with 10,000 people missing. And then, of course, over in Morocco, we have the horrible earthquake over there.
Yes, indeed. And again, to see these adobe buildings in many cases just collapsed and people are still, unfortunately, buried under a lot of this rubble, it's just still a race against time before it would turn inevitably into a recovery operation.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out to the people up there in New England, Boston, all the way on up to Maine, up into Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, that Hurricane Lee has made that northerly turn on the path that will take it past Bermuda as it aims for the Atlantic Canada coastlines up there. And Hurricane Lee will begin to spin away from the Northern Caribbean, which it's doing right now. It's a Category 2 storm. There are some big, big waves with this storm, water being pushed towards the coastline of the U.S., definitely going to be hitting New England and Atlantic Canada as well. And you folks up there, you need to be prepared for the big problem, which is going to be flooding. It's going to have rain with it, too. But the water that's coming your way, there have been waves reported, heights of waves, 39 to 40 feet in the middle of this storm.
Yeah, and that's incredibly significant, and so no matter what, we have to be monitoring this very closely and taking any steps you might need to take on the coastlines, absolutely.
And the good guys can score one because we had Mark Walters on yesterday talking about New Mexico. He said that was probably the biggest gun story of the year so far, and the governor of New Mexico got corralled a little bit by a federal judge who has blocked the suspension of the right to carry firearms in public in Albuquerque, ordered by the New Mexico governor, while they go at it to find out whether or not it's constitutional or not. That's the next step where they'll be going. And it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen here, won't it?
Well, that's right. Well, of course, this U.S. District Judge David Urias, or Urias, perhaps, he was, of course, he was actually a Biden appointee, but he's agreeing with the plaintiffs of this case, Captain, who are saying that the Governor Grisham, is just trotting upon the constitutional rights of American citizens in New Mexico. Mexico, this is an excellent opportunity to see that in some cases, states themselves can actually act in a tyrannical fashion and in the sense of saying, well, we're just going to impose this upon you. And at this point, at least a federal judge, presumably eventually the Supreme Court perhaps, will step in or make a decision to say, no, you can't take the constitutional rights away from people in this manner. You just don't have the power to do that as a state.
Now, we're getting a new spin from the White House about the president's involvement with talking on the phone with his son and the notes back and forth and all that. And when Joe Biden was elected president, he assured the nation that he would be a uniter and that he would bring the country together. He told us that, yes, in the post-Trump era, the grown-ups were back in town. But in a recent Washington Post opinion column, Joe Biden is touted as just that. He's the one who would calm down a nation reeling from the mean tweeting, the insurrection inciting Donald Trump. And by now, it seems the Washington Post is really having second thoughts about whether or not Joe Biden should run for re-election. But of course, not all the same reasons for the rest of the nation, obviously. And a note to the Washington Post here, Kyle, I think would be welcome to the club, because we heard yesterday from one of the New York Times columnists, and he said that Joe Biden has to face the fact he's just too old to run for president.
Right, yeah, this is David Ignatius from Washington Post, exactly. He was actually on MSNBC with Morning Joe, and he said President Biden should not run again in 2024. And he talked about why he wrote the piece about that. You're starting to see like a real avalanche to some degree, we're seeing the beginnings of that, where people are just going to say, look, I can't defend this guy anymore. I can't stand up and say, yes, Joe Biden deserves four more years. I mean, they may think the policies deserve four more years, but they realize that you can't hide it anymore about Joe Biden. And to try to defend him, to say that he's up to it, just makes you look foolish.
Well, these love letters that are out there, you know, that there were supposed to, the father was calling his son every day and speaking with him on the phone because that's what fathers do and sons do, and trying to make it sound like there was this great father-son relationship. Actually, we know about more arguments and more name-calling that went on in that relationship than they would care to admit, because we heard about it.
Well, they're crafting a narrative, though, too. They're saying, well, this is all done out of love, and he just loved him way too much and just, well, you know, overlooked a lot of things. But that's a hard narrative to create at this point.
Well, you know, all I can say is that the brother, Bo, must be rolling over in his grave hearing all this. All right. Hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Thursday morning, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You
USA News Update. The White House is stressing how little House Republicans have to show for months of investigations into Biden family corruption claims already.
But what you see Republicans in Congress, right, they have spent all year investigating the president. That's what they've spent all year doing. And have turned up with no evidence.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke to reporters Wednesday. The White House is pushing back against claims that Biden family members were involved in corrupt dealings with foreign nationals years ago and that it's deserving of an impeachment inquiry. Eight members of the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence have publicized a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray demanding an explanation for the Richmond memo. The letter gives Wray until September 29th to report the steps he has taken to ensure unconstitutional processes like the memo will never happen again. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Before we get back to Kyle and our caller that's on the line waiting patiently, I want you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously every day to start my day, and you should always take it with a meal. So when I have either breakfast or I have brunch or I have lunch or whatever it is that I start my day with, then that's when I take the Relief Factor. And, of course, what it does and what it'll do for you is it will go after the inflammation, the pain, the suffering, the swelling, all that stuff that you've got going on with your body because of what's in this product, which is all natural ingredients. There's no drugs whatsoever in this product. The turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and omega-3 helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation by going directly to the source to alleviate the pain or even lower it so that you can move on with your day. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product also, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In short, it's almost like taking a vitamin pill. So all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and for $19.95, you start the three-week quick start, and you'll know by the end of the third week, you'll know if it's going to work for you. And, oh, by the way, they've also got some great vitamins over there. I take their B12, their C, and their D3, and it's very affordable, and it's very good. So my doctor told me when she checked on the nature of the ingredients and whatnot, that it was as good or better than anybody's. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right over there. Good morning, Mr. Caller. Is this John in Sarasota?
Yes, sir.
What's up, sir?
I wanted to add a comment to about what you and the professor were speaking about.
Sure.
As far as New Mexico.
Sure.
You have these states, New Mexico, New York, which is a sanctuary city. They got what they asked for, and now they're crying about it. You have politicians in New Mexico that want to take away our constitutional rights at a whim. My theory is, what if we seceded from the Union and states such as Texas, Florida, Wyoming, and others decided to stop getting money from the federal government, and the people that live in those states were paying higher taxes, but in order to pay higher taxes, the money that the federal government would be giving those states would actually be going to making more problems for the people that are in those states that want the constitutional rights and don't want sanctuary cities. So my thought is I know Texas has been threatening that for years,
mm-hmm.
but would you pay more to live in a state if the taxes were raised and your rights as far as the Constitution and your liberties
mm-hmm.
were not being infringed upon, and people who want to live, such as in sanctuary cities, could live there, and they can get federal spending and money, and New Mexico and such. So I just wanted to add
okay.
that, because I'd be happy to pay more money
mm-hmm.
to live in a place that would protect us as human beings and civil rights in the Constitution.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people would
yep.
also want to
yep.
to do that and say, to, and you know what? It would
well,
it would take away the federal government's power.
Well, I'm going to answer that very directly and to the point because I got a way of doing it. So hang on, John, and listen, all right? All right, so Kyle, we have a book out there that our buddy wrote, Frank Salvato, who will be around tomorrow, called Nullification. That's the process by which the states say, okay, Mr. Federal Government, we don't want your Department of Education anymore. We don't want your Department of Energy anymore. We don't want your Department of Labor anymore. We're going to go it alone. We're going to do it ourselves. And we don't care if you take our money away from us, because we're going to do it under the rights of nullification, that a state can do that. And as long as you got the backing of their state legislature and their governor signs the proper legislation, they're in like plan, right?
Well, the idea of nullification, of course, goes all the way back to the 1830s, I believe.
Correct.
President Jackson, and then there was the Tariffs of Abominations, I think, in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most recent examples of that goes back to 1957 with when the state of Arkansas, I believe, said the black children could not go to school. So there was a decision made, and then the state tried to nullify that, and then President Eisenhower sent the troops in order to enforce the constitutional rights of the people. So
yep.
a lot of people say that the Supreme Court's already dealt with this idea.
Well, they really haven't dealt with the idea. They really didn't do anything but issue some sort of stay to where the troops wound up going in to enforce the fact that the black, and by the way, that was also in Alabama, I think, where Governor, Wallace stood in the doorway in Alabama and wouldn't let the kids come in. And the National Guard, it was the National Guard. They activated the National Guard, came up, and they said, you must let this person in, or we're going to arrest you for obstruction or something like that. And I honestly think he got arrested the first time. But anyway, it was what it was. But the book is called Nullification. And you can find out more about that by going to the website, undergroundusa.com, and you'll see the little logo thing there for nullification. Now, I have some of those books with me when I travel around, so if you want one through me, I'd be more than happy to sell it to you. They're $10 is what they cost, and I can tell you if you go through Amazon, they're $19.95, but that Frank was stuck with that because that's the price that they demanded he charged for his books.
Well, and then to the caller's question about seceding from the Union, there is no mechanism by which states can secede from the United States. Obviously, there was the Civil War that happened, but that was an attempt to do that. But the only other way, you'd have to try to come up with some kind of process to say that you're not being able to enjoy your natural rights, this kind of thing. But as it stands, there's no process to begin to secede from the Union.
Now, I have an example of nullification right here in a news alert that came out yesterday from our Surgeon General here in Florida. The federal government's going around saying, oh, we have the new COVID variant shots and everybody needs to get them. Everyone over the age of 6 months and older should be getting this shot, blah, 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 blah. And did you hear what our Surgeon General said yesterday?
What was that?
He recommended that nobody, I'll repeat, nobody under the age of 65 get the new COVID vaccine under any circumstances. That was our Surgeon General in Florida. So, in effect, he was nullifying the federal recommendation, which is not an order or a mandate, the federal recommendation that everybody above the age of 6 months get a brand new COVID shot.
Well, right, yeah, but generally speaking, nullification is the idea that you're going to have a separate interpretation of something that's constitutional, the constitutionality of a law, constitutionality of a Supreme Court decision or any other decision that's made. That's, I think, the lion's share of what you would talk about with nullification.
Yeah, but this is an example of it right here. It's a small example, but it's an example. And I just thought it was kind of funny that I just happened to be looking at this, was sitting right here in front of me. But that's an example of what Florida does. Florida, and by the way, Governor DeSantis did that with a number of things during the COVID reign, if you will. He said, we're not going to close the schools. We're not going to close the state. We're going to keep it on. And that's what they did.
Well, right, yeah. So there's various gradations of resisting something that comes from the federal government.
And while we're on the topic of COVID and whatnot, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning physicians and caregivers about an increase in respiratory syncytial virus, which is called RSV, cases across some parts of the southeastern United States, where people are having difficulty breathing, again, because of the cases of COVID that are starting to come up again. And you can see the writing on the wall, what they're trying to do. And RSV test positivity has remained so far below 3% for the last 3 weeks in a row. When they start to get concerned about it is when it goes up more than 5%.
Indeed, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Florida leads the way. Like I say, we should be the United States of Florida. People be a lot better off, including you in California, Kyle. All right. Hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, we have to pick on Kyle because he's out there in the land of fruit, nuts, milk, honey, and Nancy Pelosi. God forgive him. All right. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So, we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, you're going to do a little trucking going down the highway here. Up and away.
Come on.
back in the day, the semis rolling on down the highway in the video, and I mean there was a set of doubles there, Kyle, two 53-foot trailers. I remember the days. I used to do that every now and then when we'd have to. We'd hook up a couple of 53-foot trailers and run them from Syracuse over to Buffalo or Syracuse to Boston, as the case might be, for our local drivers that were over there so they could deliver an extra trailer and make a little extra money, if you know what I mean.
Indeed, yeah, that's Bachman-Turner Overdrive, right? Yeah.
Yeah, BTO, what did I say, ELO? I meant BTO, yep, Bachman-Turner Overdrive. I forget what year that was done, but the trucks looked like they were back in the 80s, maybe the 90s, but it wasn't a bad song. So anyway, let's just get into a little preparation here, because the immense Hurricane Lee is setting its sights on New England and Atlantic Canada, and they got all kinds of warnings up from Cape Cod to Nova Scotia and beyond, and we're watching this storm as it's tracking northward, and it's getting a little bit closer to the eastern coastline of the United States up there in New England. So all hands on deck. We'll keep your eyes on this one.
Indeed, indeed. And, Captain, out west this morning, we've got a flash flood warning. This is going to be just north of Prescott, Arizona. It's going to be south of Interstate 40, south of Seligman. Flash flood warning there that goes on at least for another several hours, so you definitely want to be aware of that. Taking a look at the actual radar map right now, we're not seeing a whole lot of rain falling in that area right now, but obviously you've got that warning, so do be aware of that. Where the rain is falling right now is up near Medview. That's just over the border from Nevada, just west of Las Vegas, Nevada. So do be aware of that. But where it's really going to impact you if you're out there trucking or traveling this morning is going to be north of Las Vegas on Interstate 15 as you go through Mesquite and up to the border with Utah right now. And there's just a various and sundry some showers going on in Utah right now, but you'd have smooth sailing on Interstate 15 on from the border northward. And then in Wyoming, if you're coming east out of Gillette, you're definitely going to find some rain coming across the road on I-90 as you approach the border with South Dakota. So be careful out there.
Well, we got a little bit of cool weather up in the Northland. Now, Minnesota tonight, Duluth, Minnesota in particular, over towards Canada and the upper peninsula of Michigan, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin, you've got a frost warning again up that away. Yep, a frost warning. And that frost warning tonight continues over into the northern part of Michigan itself. So you're going to have some cooler temperatures, and it's starting to be that time of the year, isn't it, Kyle?
It really is, yes.
Yeah, so it's starting to be that time of the year. So be advised that that weather will eventually start moving a little bit further across the northern part of the U.S. Now, taking it on down towards the Gulf of Mexico, out of Michigan, out of Minnesota, out of Michigan and Wisconsin and New York. I don't see anything at all to bother you going south down that way in terms of weather. However, the weather and the big story for the next several days is going to be New England and the rain that's coming and the water that's coming. There's going to be a lot of coastal flooding. This storm has a lot of water it's pushing towards you up in New England and Nova Scotia and Newfoundland. So be advised of that. And any of those low-lying areas, if you're in one of them, you might want to think about getting out of there, because the wall of water is what gets you. It's not the wind. There's not going to be that much wind. It'll be enough, but not anything like what there's been down below. As the storm is going to be weakening, coming your way. And along towards Saturday, it's probably going to be a tropical storm or tropical depression. Winds will drop down rapidly from the 105-mile-an-hour area where they're at right now down to about 60 miles an hour. But the water is still going to be there. So pay attention and heed the warnings, right?
Indeed.
Now, tell us about the pilot and tell us about the Flying J, because I had somebody yesterday that called me from a pilot, and they went in there and they said that they had listened to the show at night and they were very happy to report that they got themselves a free cup of coffee and didn't even have to ask when they said that they had listened to their me talking about him on the radio, and this was one of the pilots up in Georgia.
Well, that is really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they're waiting for you to stop on in. They want to be the very, very best travel centers out there on the road. And, of course, they are. And they're the largest operators of travel centers out there on the road.
Yep.
So Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. You also want to check out their My Rewards Plus app, because you're going to get great deals, great offers. You're going to earn points on things that you buy. And also during the month of September, Captain, they, of course, are going through Driver Appreciation Month. That means for pro drivers, you can earn up to three free drinks, say that three times fast, from your favorite brand, and find new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work and dedication out there on the road. And all that happens through, you guessed it, the My Rewards Plus app. So, again, check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
We need to send you to Barstow to the Flying J that's there and have you meet and greet a bunch of truckers there, get you a little table and set that up and hand out some free stuff. They like doing that.
We would do that in a heartbeat. We'd love to do that. Barstow, I've been through there many times.
Yep. I just got to thinking about that because Trucker Appreciation Month is always a good time to do that. That's when a lot of the other distributors and whatnot and companies come through, and they do exactly what I just told you about. So, yeah, we could work that out and try it in, in another month or two when they do it again, because they do it about every quarter. So there you go.
That's right. Yeah, we'll be there. Absolutely.
Yep. So you'll find Kyle on one end of the country, me on the other end. And by the way, I have done
I have done that before.
I pulled into the Flying J and, ordered my food, and they've seen me with my shirt because I'm usually coming from a function somewhere, which is why I'm out on the interstate and all that stuff. And when they do that, then somebody invariably will come along, "Oh, yeah, we hear you at night, yeah," and whatever. And then the conversation starts, and the drivers pick up on it, and it's kind of a unique honor to have people talking about you, and then, "Oh man, can I get a picture," or whatever, and I don't mind doing that. Just like the other day, I think I broke a bunch of cameras with all the pictures that were taken on Monday. That includes the television cameras.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, there was a really good-looking gal. It was a reporter that was there, really good-looking gal. And she was new to the job, you could tell, because the first thing she did was she accidentally bumped her television camera and knocked it flat on the ground.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no.
Not good.
Well, it worked, but still, it was quite an embarrassment. But everybody jumped to help her. I'll tell you that much. Everybody jumped to help her. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday morning.
Tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600. Why shop?
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.